Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad to be your host here. Today on The Good Stuff, I have a true story. Or is it?
Ooh.
I think it is.
That sounds like intrigue.
Have something to do with Paul Newman.
Oh. Okay. Well, so, carry on.
Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and much more. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success is due to the long-term support from publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques, Mike, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. We love to go there. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can make an appointment. They have great craft items. They have antiques. They have collectibles. They have a lot of different vendors, so there's a great variety to look at. If you collect this or collect that, they've probably got examples of it right there. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Make sure you check them out.
Now, this came from Stu Kovar, and so I know it's true.
Oh, well, of course.
So it is a true story. A Michigan woman and her family were vacationing in a small New England town where Paul Newman and his family often visited. One Sunday morning, the woman got up early to take a long walk. After a brisk 5-mile hike, she decided to treat herself to a double-dipped chocolate ice cream cone. She hopped in the car, drove to the center of the village, and went straight to the combination bakery and ice cream parlor. There was only one other patron in the store, Paul Newman, sitting at the counter, having a donut and coffee. The woman's heart skipped a beat as her eyes made contact with those famous baby blue eyes. The actor nodded graciously, and the starstruck woman smiled demurely. "Pull yourself together," she chides herself. "You're a happily married woman with 3 children. You're 45 years old, not a teenager." The clerk filled her order, and she took the double-dipped chocolate ice cream cone in one hand and her change in the other. Then she went out the door, avoiding even a glance in Paul Newman's direction. When she reached her car, she realized that she had a handful of change, but the other hand was empty. "Where's my ice cream cone? Did I leave it in the store?" Back into the shop she went, expecting to see the cone still in the clerk's hand or in a holder on the counter or something. But no ice cream cone was in sight. With that, she happened to look over at Paul Newman. His face broke into a familiar, warm, friendly grin, and he said to the woman, "You put it in your purse." The most wasted day is that in which we have not laughed. So thanks, Stu, for sending that in. But ice cream cone in a purse.
I love it. She certainly held off like really cool, didn't she?
Yeah, she hauled that one off.
But he handled it so nice. That was neat.
What do you have to share today?
I have some puns for the educated mind.
Puns. Okay, so that means we have to think about these.
A little, but not hard.
Okay.
Okay, I thought I saw an eye doctor on an Alaskan island, but it turned out to be an optical illusion.
Oh, like an illusion island.
Yes, she was only a whiskey maker, but he loved her still.
Okay, moonshine.
Yeah, there you go. A rubber band pistol was confiscated from algebra class because it was a weapon of math disruption. Of course. A dog gave birth to puppies near the road and was cited for littering.
Oh, that's not good.
I think that's cute. Very, very cute. A grenade thrown into a kitchen in France would result in linoleum blown apart.
Linoleum blown apart. Okay.
There you go. 2 silkworms had a race.
Which one won?
They ended up in a tie.
Okay. Silk ties. All right.
A silk tie. A hole has been found in the nudist camp wall. The police are looking into it.
They shouldn't do that.
Oh, 2 hats were hanging on a hat rack in the hallway. One hat said to the other, "You stay here. I'll go on ahead."
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Okay, very good. I wondered why the baseball kept getting bigger. Then it hit me.
Oh, it was coming at you.
That's right. That's right. A sign on the lawn at a drug rehab center said, "Keep off the grass."
Oh, well, of course.
Words of
wisdom. No grass allowed.
That's right. The midget fortune teller who escaped from prison was a small medium at large.
Small medium at large.
That's right.
You better save some of those for another edition of The Good Stuff.
Oh, all right. If you insist.
If you have items to share with us, just send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at them for The Good Stuff.